With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. South Carolina is under a state of emergency as wildfires ravage the state. Governor Henry McMaster made the declaration Sunday as one of the largest fires threatens residents in Myrtle Beach. The fire in the Carolina forest has burned over 1,000 acres and is 0% contained. Meanwhile, the North Carolina Fire Service says a wildfire in Polk County has destroyed at least 400 acres and is also 0% contained. More than 170 wildfires have erupted across both states. A U.S. aircraft carrier arrives in South Korea.
This comes days after North Korea test-launched cruise missiles to demonstrate its counterattack capabilities. Sunday's arrival of the USS Carl Vinson and its strike group is meant to display a solid U.S.-South Korean military alliance amid persistent North Korean threats. So says the South Korean Navy. The deployment of the American carrier is expected to infuriate the North.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo launches his campaign for New York City mayor. Julie Walker has more.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing his run for New York City mayor on social media, pitching his return as a way to pull the city from social and political turmoil and highlighting moderate positions on crime and his history of political accomplishments.
Did I always do everything right in my years of government service? Of course not.
Cuomo left the governor's office after a barrage of sexual harassment accusations, which he denies. Prosecutors dropped the charges, citing not enough proof for a conviction. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. The Phoenix Declaration is gaining support among religious leaders. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It's a wide-ranging prescription for fixing America's public school systems, and it was introduced by the Heritage Foundation at a gathering in Arizona. The document establishes seven pillars for education, including parental choice and responsibility, character formation, and academic excellence. A multi-faith group of signatories includes Donald Sweeting of Colorado Christian University, Rabbi Mark Gottlieb of the Tikva Fund, and Sean Peterson of Catholic Education Partners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to reshape the Kennedy Center, the theater in Washington that draws much of his support from federal tax dollars. Mr. Trump removed some Kennedy Center board members, replacing them with people like Lee Greenwood and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. The president expressed dissatisfaction with some of the events at the center, including drag shows. This is SRN News. President Trump is bullish on copper.
As a conductor, copper ranks with lithium and cobalt as a material for rechargeable batteries, cell phones, LED lights, flat-screen TVs, and not to mention the cords and transmission lines that power them. And then there's every saved U.S. penny. This past week, President Trump signed an executive order that calls for bolstering domestic production of U.S. copper. While the U.S. mining industry hails the directive, environmental groups remain opposed to stalled mining projects in Arizona and Minnesota. George Williams reporting.
Volkswagen issues a recall for over 60,000 U.S. cars. Federal safety regulators say a faulty gear shift indicator could result in a vehicle rolling away if the parking brake is disengaged. The recall includes certain 21 to 23 Volkswagen models and 22 to 23 Audi Q4 e-tron Sportback cars. More details at SRNnews.com.